on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An agricultural economist says while the drop in the petrol price is a welcome relief for consumers, the spike in diesel costs will pile more pressure on the agriculture sector. While both grades of petrol went down by 28 cents a litre yesterday, wholesale diesel increased by 63 and 65 cents per litre. Paul Makube, who's with FNB, says the diesel price hike, which affects the transport of produce to and from farms, will put already tight profit margins under further strain.
We are now just over a month closer to the onset of the new crop season, a period characterized by elevated demand for fuel as farmers prepare and plant various crops across South Africa. A sustained increase in fuel prices will erode producer margins.
Taxi Council Santaco has again rejected claims that it's instructed taxi drivers to stop motorists from giving lifts to hitchhikers. The council says no one has the right to dictate how people choose to travel. Santaco's Rebecca Pala says they've received reports of taxi operators confronting motorists, adding that this behavior is criminal. She's called on law enforcement to step up efforts to stop the alleged harassment.
The biggest thing that we really wish can start to improve further is for law enforcement to help us. When South Africans go to them to say, I've just been stopped because I was giving a lift to my grandmother, they can then, you know, effect arrest and or other necessary measures so that we all know that lawlessness has no place in our country.
Childline KZN says children who lose a parent to gender-based violence need urgent and long-term emotional support. The organization has been reacting to the murder case of a Kwadukuza municipal official whose husband was charged with her murder. Nokolunga Mashabane's body was found with gunshot wounds in her car in Darnell in June. The 31-year-old's husband, Tobani Nzama, and his alleged accomplice, Sipho Mngwaba, lined up in court last week. Mashabane's family says the couple's children face the reality of growing up without both their parents. Childline's Adeshni Naika says it's often children who carry the deepest scars from tragedies like these.
One needs to look out for mood swings, withdrawal, aggression, nightmares, or a change in sleeping patterns and a drop in academic performance. Some children may appear too quiet or overly well-behaved. That can also be a sign that something is wrong.
And Thai prosecutors have charged 23 people and firms in a case linked to the deadly collapse of a skyscraper in an earthquake. The 30-story tower crumbled seconds after the quake at Myanmar in March. The tower, which was meant to house the state audit office, was the only building in Bangkok to collapse, killing 89 people on the site, most of them construction workers. Some of the accused include an architectural firm and a Chinese construction business. Our lead story, the Samoan agricultural economist says while the drop in the petrol price is a welcome relief for consumers, the spike in diesel costs will pile more pressure on the agriculture sector. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.